Looking for a fun night out? K1 Speed puts you behind the wheel for an adrenaline-filled time you and your friends will never forget. Off the track, the fun keeps rolling with arcade games, great food, and drinks. They even have private party rooms for your birthday parties and corporate outings. Race hard, laugh harder, and claim your spot on the podium. K1 Speed. More than racing, it's an experience.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Fundamentals of Success by Hiram Abiff Boas, published in 1923. I want you to know something, and that is that you hold a very special place in the universe. As it's been written, God has made you a little lower than the angels and crowned you with glory and honor. Unlike lifeless matter, you are a living, active, intelligent force. By the marvelous powers of your mind, you are placed at almost an infinite distance above the rest of the animal kingdom. You stand in a peculiar relation to the unity of God's great system. You are an epitome of the universe. In you, the seen and unseen meet. Being material and immaterial, you stand at the connecting link between the visible and the invisible world. Being both physical and spiritual, you stand in closest connection with the physical and spiritual universe. Like the great creator, you are a trinity in unity. You are threefold in your nature, having a body, soul, and spirit. Your body is the lowest part of your nature, being composed of material elements, elements that serve as a tabernacle for the indwelling of the soul, an instrument for the higher and nobler part of you. Your body is essential to your present state, and the most wonderful organization of the material universe, a masterpiece of terrestrial workmanship. But this body, wonderful as it may be, must not be regarded too highly, for as I said, it is but the tabernacle of clay in which you dwell. The body is not you, it is only the house in which you live. Each one of us is keenly conscious of our own individual existence, differentiating ourselves from all other things. We find nothing for range and depth comparable with our own consciousness. As a young child, we discovered our identity, our personality, and claimed our toys as individual property. We could ask more questions than the wisest philosopher could answer. All nature was full of mystery to us. Before our astonished eyes, she displayed the beauties of color. To our taste, she ministered strange and gratifying flavors. Into our listening ears, she poured the melody of sweet music. And all the while, we inquired, we sought to know. This very power of asking questions and searching for information stamped us with high value. No other animal is endowed with such characteristics. We not only ask questions and search after information, but we are capable of reason, of collating facts, and from known facts reaching safe conclusions regarding the unknown. We are thinking creatures, gifted with the most marvelous genius. Our development and possibilities are unlimited. However, the acme of human achievement has by no means been attained, and nobody can say where our mind must stop in its marvelous march of progress. Who can guess the final end and ultimate achievement of your genius? Created in the image and likeness of God, you can handle tools, make bargains, speak a complex language, think, laugh, and grow. What a masterful piece of work you are. How noble in reason. How infinite in faculty. How expressive and admirable. In action, how like an angel. In apprehension, how like a god. The beauty of the world. The paragon of animals. Who can estimate the value of such a being as you? Can your price be fixed in gold and silver? Hardly. For you are immortal. You shall live forever. You are made in the image of the eternal God. Thus your value is above price. When the heavens have passed away, when all the material universe has fallen to pieces, your immortal mind will just be entering upon the morning of its eternal day. May God help all of us to humbly recognize our value when considered under the light of this knowledge, and to help us act in ways that reflect such noble value and wonderful possibilities.